High school basketball is on the air. Berman's Medical Supplies, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present today's high school basketball game.
Front rim no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Today's game is between the Harrisburg Cougars and the Chester Clippers. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman and Mike Mayer.
Bidding you welcome from the Fred Pickett Junior Gymnasium, ACCA, the Clip Joint Boys Basketball, the Bermanator. Well, that's what they used to call me back in the day. I've been called worse things, along with Mike Mayer. Mike, your nickname is?
Well, the Bull, actually.
The Bull, okay. Yeah, but you're my analyst and computer guy. Chester High School is the scene. Gathering of two long-time friends. They're 2 hours apart, but it's always a war. Harrisburg and Chester. Chester leads the all-time series, 22-14. They've been playing against each other since 72-73. That was when John Harris and old William Penn merged out there. As you're getting a massage, how's that massage feel from Dr. Gotick?
Yeah.
Feels good. Anyway, 22-14, Chester leads the all-time series here at Chester High. Chester, 10 wins and 2 losses against Harrisburg. Way out at Harrisburg, 6-9. Harrisburg leads it. They won 9 of the 15 games out there. In the playoff state tournament, Chester has won 5 times, Harrisburg 3 times, and a neutral site a few years ago, 1-0 in favor of Chester. Chester has not lost to Harrisburg here at the Clipper Gymnasium since 1992, and that's when Robert Tate of the Cougars, right to our left here, made a shot at the buzzer. And Robert went on to play in the NFL with the Minnesota Vikings. So that's the last time. Chester has not lost to Harrisburg overall in 9 years. That was at the Kimber Gym in 2007. So, Mike, here we go again. Chester 5-5 against a tough schedule. Harrisburg 9-0.
History is always wonderful. Statistics are fun to quote, and, you know, you can go crazy with all this stuff. But at the end of the day, we've got two teams. One is 9-0. That's the Harrisburg Cougars. The other one is Chester Clippers at 5-5. They're struggling, although their schedule, as we've talked about before, we've covered Chester, has been brutal.
Right. And the kid there to your right, very nice young man, number 21, Damian Barber, a Division I football recruit. He's only a junior, hasn't committed yet. And they also have another kid, Harrisburg, Shaquan Anderson Butts, who is wearing number 5. He is a sophomore. He is also a Division I football recruit. So they got some football players in that program.
Well,
also.
And you know, as we've talked about, in most high school environments, you do have football players because generally athletes are athletes and they can play well in a lot of sports, particularly at the high school level, whether it's college material, pro material, that's a whole other issue. But the reality is, and you want to encourage, I know there's been a movement in the last several years where kids have tried to dedicate themselves to a particular sport. I think that's a serious mistake. The vast majority of sports you'll play in high school, you will never be able to play in that kind of a drama again. You can certainly do pickup ball and things like that, but the reality is that, you know, your opportunity in high school is the time. You want to try baseball, you want to try wrestling, you want to try volleyball, or lacrosse. I mean, most schools are carrying 18 to 20 sports. Do them all. Do whatever you can. I mean, your limitation should be, well, I can't do 2 sports in one quarter. You know, it's a 10-week season for each of these sports, and if you like it, this is your opportunity to play with uniforms, a referee, and a good facility, and you'll never be able to duplicate that again, so go for it.
Harrisburg Chester boys basketball. How about that junior varsity game?
Wow.
Chester down by 10 points late in the third quarter, coming back and beating Harrisburg 53-52. Also, is the starting quarterback because I've been the public address announcer for Harrisburg football since 07. Yamir Wilkerson, you'll see him out there. He is a sophomore. He's a starting quarterback for Harrisburg this past year and the next 2 years. As for Chester, two Division I recruits. You broke the news the other day with the Clippers. 6'7" senior Marquise Collins announced he's going to Division I Delaware State, along with Maurice Henry, who committed this past summer. So Chester, two Division I basketball recruits. Harrisburg has a kid, you'll love him, number 15, Anthony Johnson, 6'8", senior. He's a Division I kid, and he played at Glenn Mills the past couple of years.
Well, you know, you don't participate in quality basketball like this unless you have a couple or two or three key players. And that's what you're looking for. So, you know, if you look at any championship team or any team that's really competitive, you're generally looking at a player or two that is definitely the team franchise. And that's true in most high school sports. The difference is in basketball and football, you know, there's a lot of talk about that. But that's, if you talk to kids that are playing lacrosse, I mean, they're all into these big universities they're going to try to get a hold of. It's just not as well publicized because the sports aren't as well publicized. And very much the same for girls. You know, you whether it's golf or tennis or field hockey, whatever it is, a lot of these ladies are playing for the purpose of getting into a good, strong college on a scholarship, partial or otherwise, and it's very effective. So there's not only the aspect of play a sport because it's your chance, there's an aspect of play your sport because you could save yourself a lot of money if you're going to go on to college. And, of course, talking about the pros, which I really hate to talk about at the high school level because so few will ever make it into pro ball. So take advantage of the education. Take advantage of the college you're going to go to. Get a degree. If you're fortunate enough to make it in a pro sports and make a lot of money, good for you. But you better have something to fall back on. So, you know, and the few guys that have made it, I'm sure if you talk to the guys at Chester who have made it, they'd be the first one to tell you, you know, I'm one of 20 guys, 30 guys, 40 guys I knew, and I'm the only one that made any real money at professional sports. So.
An amazing Harrisburg when you think basketball, but their football has produced an unbelievable amount of NFL players. We'll get to that a little bit later on the pregame show. Let's take a break. Thanks some of our sponsors, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, and it's Harrisburg and Chester Boys Hoops from the Clip Joint, Southeastern PA on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Chester, PA. Dave Berman and Mike Mayer, Harrisburg and Chester basketball. The Clippers again 5-5 overall. Winners of three in a row, 2-0 in the league. Harrisburg 9-0 and ranked in the latest ratings 10th in the state of PA. Two great coaches, Larry Yarbrough for Chester. Coach Yarbrough, year number 8, 175 wins, just 43 losses, two state titles, one state runner-up. And for Harrisburg, Kirk Smallwood, year number 23, check out this record, 530 wins, 119 losses against nasty competition, both programs. Two states for Kirk, 1998 and 2002, and this is one of his better teams.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting when you try to evaluate high school coaching because, by and large, they can't select their talent. They're stuck with the geographic region that they represent. So they've got to basically create feeder programs or something through the middle schools and possibly younger Catholic leagues that are, you know, in the churches and stuff for the little guys, the elementary schools, and hopefully bring them up and spot the talent. Now, I will tell you that success breeds success. And if you have a successful program, you will get the most talented kids to play your program. It's certainly true in football. I believe it's true to a degree in basketball. But on the other hand, you look at programs like in football, like Lower Marion, which has never been able to field a team, I mean, in my life, not, I shouldn't say my life, since I've been doing this for about 20 years, that was really a contender. But those kids go out and play, and I'll tell you, you would never know if you didn't know what the score was and what their record was from their appearance, their professionalism, their ethic, their work hard. You know, they're out there every day. So that's the key, and I think sometimes you're just caught with what talent you get that year or that decade or whatever it be. Certainly Coach Clancy is considered one of the premier football coaches. He's having some struggling years with Strathaven for a variety of reasons, but primarily his coaching hasn't changed. And I guess the argument maybe it should a little bit, but that's not the point. The point is that he can't control his talent, and he's got to work with what he's got. Same thing with Ridley. You know, and that's what, when you see a coach who year in and year out brings contenders, that's got to be a tribute to recognition of talent and an ability to work with the talent that you get.
Speaking of football, and Delco and Strathaven, congratulations, Dan Connor, new head football coach at Archbishop Carroll of the Philadelphia Public League. And you know Dan?
Oh, I sure do. Dan ran over me, almost killed me once in a sideline deal. I'll tell you that story one of these days. But, no, we covered Dan for a lot of years, and, you know, that was during the – that was the end of really the dynasty that, that Haven had. He was a tremendous football player. I mean, he would hit kids so hard, I would see stars on the sidelines. I mean, it was – and you knew he was going places. Whether he could go pro or not, we can't make that judgment call. But he hit people hard. And, of course, he was a big running back in high school, which they didn't even consider at the college level, which tells you something about the difference in talent between high school and college, particularly a big college like Penn State. But, congratulations to him. I know he wanted to coach. I know he was at Westchester for a while. So this will hopefully – I think being a high school football coach, head coach, is definitely a career move. And I think something he's going to very much look forward to. And, of course, his dad, Jim Connor, has been the defensive coordinator for Strathaven for years, and he went over to O'Hara to be with his son, Mike. So, you know, it's kind of runs in the family, but I think it's a great way to make a living and a great way to stay young. You know, I drive a school bus for a living, and people constantly tell me I look like I'm in my early 50s, and I'm not. So I think, you know, running around with kids that are younger than you in a school environment is a great way to stay on top of your life and understand what matters and to make a little bit of a difference in the world, however little it may be. And I think one thing Dan's looking forward to is kind of giving back what he got from such a great coaching staff, not only at Strathaven, but Penn State and then the pros as well.
All-time leading tackler at Penn State. He, along with Paul Puzluzny, who you did the game, played against each other 2002
right,
State Final. And they both helped get that program, Joe Paterno. They were struggling that program, four losing years out of five, and then those guys came in, and what a job. They got Penn State back.
Oh, yeah, I was at that game when you know, that year was the year that I think all of Western Pennsylvania thought they were going to play Strathaven and they just were going to lose again. And we came in, and I can't tell you we thought we would win, but, you know, we knew Hopewell was good, but I'd never seen kids that big in 3A football in my life. And we were on the sidelines in those days. We were not in the booth. And, you know, we just looked at the size of the kids. And Polesny, who never, of course, went running back in college, but he would do some remarkable things, and you knew he had the ball, and he would line up 7 yards deep, and it wasn't a secret. Now stop him. Yeah, like stopping a freight train.
And there's this thing, you're AAA teams.
Yes.
They were AAA,
yeah.
Small-town America, big, Wallingford. And
well, it isn't AA or single A, yeah. But, yeah, that I've never seen a AAA team that big since, although Imhotep is pretty close.
Unbelievable. Dave Berman and Mike Mayer live from the Fred Pickett Gymnasium here in Chester, at Chester High School. We're going to take a break and be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, Harrisburg and Chester on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right. Thank you very much. Fonyo Williams, baby, on that junior varsity Clipper team who just helped me pick up my scorebook, which fell to the ground. Great job, National Anthem. Chester and Harrisburg, boys hoops. Starting lineup, first of all, for visiting Harrisburg. Number one, 6'3 junior, a Division I recruit, Chris Whitaker. You're going to love him, Mike. Number one, Nasir Johnson, 5'11 senior. Number four, Christian Ray, last couple of years. Played his high school ball at Steele High, a storied program in Central PA. He's a 6'4 junior. Number five, a Division I football recruit, wide receiver for the Cougars. 6'3, Shaquan Anderson Butts. And Anthony Johnson, last couple of years, played at Glen Mills. Back home to Harrisburg, 6'8 senior, Division I recruit, number 15. Starting lineup for Chester. Clippers record 5-5. Eighth-year head coach Larry Yarbrough. Number one, 5'7 senior Khalid Campbell. 6'3 senior, number 11, Stanley Davis. 6'7 senior, just committed to play his college hoops at Delaware State University. Number 15, Marquise Collins. Number 22, 6'4 junior, Jamar Sudan. And 32, 6'8 senior, Maurice Henry, also going to Delaware State. So there you have it in Harrisburg under Kirk Smallwood, 23 years. They've gone by in a hurry. 530 wins and 119 losses. And, Mike, we have a lot of people from the Harrisburg area here today. Tremendous two-hour trip, tremendous turnout for them. Plus a lot of folks back in Central PA, including Harrisburg, listening to our broadcast. Thanks to, well, Facebook and Twitter, and it's great to...
Well, no, it's, and this is what our sponsors, you know, really give us the bucks for, is to be able to broadcast games that people would like to get to, but they can't. Obviously, we encourage people all the time to come down to a game. It's maybe one of the best dollar values in America, whether it's, you know, a wrestling match or basketball or football. You know, it's generally $5. The food is priced right, and the parking is always free, and it never takes more than a couple minutes to get out of here. So, you know, with any kind of luck, this game is starting a little bit late, but we'll probably be out of here by 5 o'clock, and we'll be home by 5:15. Nothing wrong with that.
Harrisburg, great assistant coaches, including Joe Proctor, who's a head JV coach, and Wes Bear, has been around a long, long time. Keddie Harris for Chester under Coach Yarbrough. Jimmy Dennis, Derek Spence, Terry Thomas is a great scorekeeper. And here we go. Johnson will tip it up against Maurice Henry. Two Division I basketball recruits, Harrisburg in the traditional black with the white and gray trim. Chester, the white with the orange and black trim. Tap is controlled by Chester. Stanley Davis ahead of the pack. Layup no good by Sedan. And the rebound taken by the Cougars and Chris Whitaker. Whitaker back across the timeline, right of the key to Flemister, who is actually in the starting lineup. Johnson drives, misses the shot. Sudan the rebound to Khalik Campbell. Chester coming off a very hard-fought win at Penwood on Thursday night at the shoebox, they call it, and lands down. We'll be there on Tuesday. Davis driving to the basket. Up, no, but offensive foul on Davis. Good defense there by Flemister. And that'll be number one on Stanley and number one on Chester here in the first half. Inbounding the ball, Ray to Flemister. Flemister back left to right on your dial. Flemister has it right at the key. Ray, here's Shaquan Anderson Butts, who can fire up those threes. Misses it, in and out, ball on the floor, picked up by Chester. Khalid Campbell to Sudan. Sudan comes back across the timeline, near side. Down low for Henry, knocked away. Good hustle, saving the ball from going out of bounds. On the floor, it's going to be saved by Chester, and Davis was out of bounds. Great hustle, and it's going to be probably a game in the 50s again, Mike, just like the junior varsity game. Every time Chester Harrisburg, both these teams could score 90, 100 points, but when they play each other, it's half that.
No doubt.
6:51 to go, scoreless first quarter. Butts, football star, only a sophomore. Ray, Flemister, Butts, left side, left wing corner, floater, no good by offensive rebound, floater missed by Whitaker, offensive rebound by Flemister to underneath the basket, reverse layup is good, that is Whitaker. Chris Whitaker has two. One advantage Chester might have, they're deeper than Harrisburg, and Harrisburg played last night, a very tough hardcore game against Central Dauphin. Driving to the basket, missing the shot is Kalik Campbell. Back comes Harrisburg. Johnson to Ray. Ray right wing corner, getting it to Butts. He's double team, throws it away. It's taken by Stanley Davis, and Stanley is fouled by Flemister out high. That'll be number one on Quinton. First, he's a junior. 2-0 early in the game, 6:09 to go first quarter. On DelcoHoops.com, Collins to inbound in front of us. Out high to Burton. He reminds me so much of Caron Burton back in the day. Kalik Campbell, right wing Collins. Collins drives to Campbell for three. It's up. It's wide. He's had struggle shooting lately. Rebound, Christian Ray takes it to the rack. Up and good. Christian Ray. 4-2, and it's 4-0 Harrisburg. Collins across the timeline. Out high straight away, Campbell. 5.5 to go. Sticky man-to-man defense, driving push foul on Whitaker. And that'll be Chris's first. Team second. 5.5 to go. In quarter number one, Chester 5-5, winners of 3 in a row. Left wing corner, three ball, Collins, skims the rim, no good. Rebound, Anthony Johnson, Harrisburg. Cougars come back left to right, Ray left of the key for three, too strong. Rebound, Collins. Collins to Davis, has a man ahead of the pack. It's Sudan under the basket, throws it away. Taken by Whitaker. Whitaker back right side, looks to drive to the basket, floater up and good. Chris Whitaker has four, and the ball is knocked out of bounds near side. It'll stay with Chester. 5:04 to go, and we're going to have a timeout call by the Clippers. We're in the first quarter, 5:04 to go. It's Harrisburg 6 and Chester High nothing on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Back to the action. Chester off to a sluggish start. They had the ball down 6-0. Campbell, ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Chester High. 4:55 to go, first quarter. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, 6-0 Harrisburg. Both teams a little sluggish. It'll get better as it goes on.
The sluggish, really, the shots just aren't going over Chester. It'd be 6-4, I think, if they had been. But afternoon game, always a little tough to get started.
Collins for three. Got it. There you go, Mike. Marquise Collins. Chester in the 1-2-2 trap. Flemister, right wing to Whitaker, drives up, shot blocked. Taken by Chester and Sudan. Sudan to Stanley Davis, right side. Davis between the leg dribble. What a move to the basket. Up, misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Who wants it? It's Harrisburg. It's Flemister. Flemister back left to right. Flips it to Anthony Johnson underneath the basket. Shot is good and a foul. Anthony Johnson for two. Personal on Collins. Colbert into the game for Chester, 6'4 senior. And coming out of the game is Sudan. 8-3. Harrisburg. Johnson getting a lot of Division I looks. Number 15. The free throw is good. Great touch.
He is a very large young man.
Yes, he is.
I don't mean wide. I mean tall and
strong.
Muscular, yeah.
Harrisburg tried to get him to play football to no avail. 9-3 is the score. Harrisburg down low for my man Maurice Henry, who floats it in for two.
That was a beautiful shot.
The 1-2-2 trap in the backcourt. Harrisburg leading it by four. across the timeline. Flemister looks to drive to the basket. Shot is blocked. Taken by Chester. Ahead of the pack is Kalik Campbell. And there's just another bad pass by the Clips.
Well, it was a nice attempt, but sometimes you're just better off playing a little more conservative football, particularly when you're down by four. You know, you need those shots, and giving the ball up for that. But, you know, you're 16 years old. You make decisions like this sometimes.
Harrisburg, the Cougars 9, Chester 5. Boys Hoops live from Chester High this afternoon. Chester great with the St. James. Donnie Dodds in the house. He's working with a lot of these young Chester Clippers in the program.
Number 30, Colbert's got his arms up. He's almost touching the lights.
Flemister, he can shoot the ball. Jumper, back of the rim, no good. Colbert rebound for Chester. Jamai Green into the game for the Clips. He's a senior. 10 seniors on the Clipper roster. Collins drives, dish it off to Henry. Misses the layup. Back comes Christian Ray against Campbell. That's going to be an offensive foul on Ray. Good charge taken there by Kalik Campbell. Coming into the game for Chester, number 34. Coach Arbrey can play 15 kids. This is Jamal Jones, a 6'4 senior, into the game. Harrisburg is taking care of business. 9-0 on the season. Beat Martin Luther King down here, a team that Chester beat earlier.
I was going to say, there's a lot of running up and down the court, not much scoring.
Green in the backcourt. Green across the timeline. To the right side, flips it off to Collins. Collins between the circles, Colbert. Colbert looks to drive. Floater up, no good. Rebound, Harrisburg to Whitaker. Whitaker to Flemister. Flemister back to Whitaker. He had 42 points in a game this year. Jumper good by Whitaker. 6 for Whitaker. In the win against Central Dauphin last night, big Anthony Johnson at 33. 11-5, Harrisburg. Kalik Campbell back. Thought about the three, held up between the leg dribble. Guarded by Flemister. Quinton's only a junior. Bailey, Colbert. Looking as Colbert near wing. Throws the ball away, taken by Whitaker, and Whitaker was out of bounds. Coach Arbrey and a couple of the fans. And a little ticked off about something out there. I would imagine more with the way Chester's playing. Tough crowd here, Mike, like it is out at Harrisburg at the Kimber Gym. Chester back, trailing by 6. Bailey drives, dishes it off, and Colbert loses the ball.
Colbert didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, but you have to be looking for that stuff. Yep. And there's a ball out of bounds on the far side.
Yeah, we talked earlier in one of the games that Chester wasn't too sure where all their players were. He knew exactly where it was, and the player wasn't ready for the pass.
They looked so good. They had a 16-point lead against Penwood in the third quarter the other night. Penwood came all the way back, tied the game with a minute to go, a little bit over a minute, and Chester went on a 7-0 run to win it. Whitaker, alley-oop, Johnson. Fouled from behind. Person on Jamal Jones. He was trying to jam an alley-oop attempt. So Johnson will go to the line, shooting 2. And Harrisburg has the swagger. And, oh, they're going to say he was on the floor. I thought he was coming in trying to dunk the ball. Butts will inbound the ball under his offensive basket. 11-5. Down low, Whitaker shot blocked by Jones. Ahead of the pack is Jamai Green-Bailey. Dunks it home. Bailey has 2, and he can get up. Colleges are looking at him. Larry Arbrey Jr. ready to check into the game. 11-7, Harrisburg. Trap is on. Taken by Butts. Goes to the basket to Johnson. Johnson spins. Floater is short. Rebound. Taken by Jones. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Chester. Here comes Arbrey into the game. Campbell will come out. Arbrey, one of the few underclassmen for Chester. Arbrey is a junior. Carter has not seen time yet, a junior. Sudan is a junior. Camper, 6'7", is a junior. And the big fella, Shaquan Francis, 6'5", junior. Harrisburg with some full court pressure, getting it in now. Collins for Chester. 11-7, Cougars. Clippers back right to left. Bailey, guarded by Butts. Between the circles, Arbrey, guarded by Flemister. Left of the key, Jones. Right, Collins wide open for 3, top of the key. Back of the rim, no good. And the ball is, I guess we're going to have a foul called on Harrisburg. It's on Flemister. That'll be Quinton's second, team's 4th. into the game shortly is going to be a scrappy guard. Nasir Johnson, floater in the lane, blocked by Anthony Johnson. He can handle that ball, too. Back comes Harrisburg, 48 seconds to go. Quarter number one. It's Whitaker driving, floater, no. Offensive rebound, Ray, no. Tony James into the game, taken by Chester. Back comes Bailey, wants to take it to the rack, layup. Very selfish play right there. You got to dish the ball off. And Harrisburg with a rebound on the missed shot. 27 seconds to go, quarter number one. Harrisburg leading by four. Long three, in and out by Butts. Out of bounds off of Harrisburg. This is exactly what you expected. One comes into the game. Nasir Johnson, 5'11", senior. Harrisburg made it to the state quarterfinals last year in Quad A before losing to the eventual state runner-ups Martin Luther King. Elijah Barrett coming into the game, 6'4", junior. I know his grandma, Carol Seipel, listening to the broadcast back in Harrisburg. And here we go. 18 seconds ago, first quarter. Chester back trailing by four. It's Bailey. Bailey way out high now to Jones, top of the key to Collins. Pull up jumper, too strong. Tap, no good. 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Full court pressure. It's Nasir Johnson, and that's going to be it. A rip-roaring first quarter. Fantastic action, Chester and Harrisburg. Your score, it's Harrisburg 11 and Chester 7. You're listening to DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here. Dave Berman with you. And Mike Mayer.
Thought you were going to forget about me.
11-7 is the score. It's getting physical out here, Mike.
You're getting physical, but you're old, so, you know.
Getting a little bloodied on the arm here.
What'd you get hit with?
A kitty cat.
Oh, I thought it happened here. No. That's no fun. All right. Stop playing basketball with your kitty cat.
11-7 Harrisburg. And the Cougars have the ball to begin quarter number two, live on DelcoHoops.com. Harrisburg 9-0. The Clips 5-5. Johnson, foul line to Johnson. So you got two Johnsons out there. Down low for big Anthony Johnson. Good, and a foul. Anthony Johnson for two. He has 5 points. He's a 6'8 senior. Nasir got the ball to him. Personal on Camper, just checking into the game for the Clip, 6'7 junior. 7:44 to go, second quarter. Up and good. Very good foul shooter is Johnson. Harrisburg by 7, 14-7. Yarbrough in the backcourt. Looks like he's a little bit bigger and stronger since the beginning of the year started, is young Larry, father of the head coach. Colbert flips it to Yarbrough. Arad Carter also into the game for Chester. And they play so many kids. Pass underneath to Jones, getting it out now to Colbert. He drives, he floats, he misses the shot. Battle on the boards, taken by Johnson and taken back by Chester. Spin move to the basket, good, and a foul by Colbert, he just started to start games recently.
Well, you know, in high school, you have the advantage. These kids, you know, you 33 months can be a lifetime relative to growth, coordination. Sometimes it just clicks.
Chester struggling at the foul line for the year. Free throw up. Free throw got. Colbert with three. 14-10 Cougars. Harrisburg with the ball. Johnson right of the key. Getting it to Whitaker, to Johnson, back to Whitaker. Foul line thrown away, but then taken back off the hands of Camper. Layup, no, but a foul. Right in Camper's hands. And Camper, again, 6'7", he has time to go. He's got to be stronger with the ball. And I tell you, if Camper can put on 20, 30 pounds, Mike,
But can he move with 20 or 30 pounds?
Oh, he can move. At the line, Johnson shooting two. No matter what Chester's record is going into the playoffs, they're always going to be tough to beat.
Yo, no doubt.
And they got a 6-6 schedule. Free throw is good. Sanford, Delaware, top team in the state of Delaware, or one of the top five at least this year. Anthony Johnson again. Downingtown West would be Coatesville the other night. Free throw is good. And it's 16-10, Harrisburg. A Rod Carter in the backcourt, guarded by Tony James. Carter across the timeline, Chester right to left. Right wing, Yarbrough. Yarbrough to Colbert. Colbert looks to drive again. Wide open three ball. Carter, it's up. It's no good. Follow good by Jamal Jones. Chester down by four. Back comes Whitaker. Whitaker left of the key. Between the circles, Nasir. 6:28 to go. Cross court pass, Whitaker. They're looking down low, looking for the big fella. Big mismatch in there. 6-8. And a spin move into the lane. Reaching a travel. Oh, they call a travel on Johnson.
Ooh, good defense right there.
Back into the game, Christian Ray for Harrisburg, a 6'4 junior. 6:18 to go. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, second quarter. A lot of Harrisburg fans taking the trip out here. So Chester is down by four with the ball. Sudan gets it in to Carter. Rod Carter, only a junior. Guarded by Ray, who is also only a junior. Rod looks to penetrate, loses the ball. Here comes Harrisburg back. Whitaker, strong shot from behind, is blocked. Got to be a goaltending. Yeah, goaltending. Yep. But boy, I tell you what, Colbert can get up. So basket by Whitaker, he has eight.
Well, you know, it's almost a non-loss foul because, you know, if he hadn't done that, it would have gone in anyway. So
each team five fouls, first half. Sudan to inbound. Sudan to Colbert. Colbert to Yarbrough. Yarbrough, Chester moving right to left. Trailing Harrisburg, 18-12. Man-to-man defense, right side Colbert. Looks to drive to the basket. Shot is blocked out of bounds, but a foul. Two free throws coming for Colbert. Personal is on, not sure who they call that on. Number three. Okay, it's on Whitaker. Number two on Whitaker, team sixth. Two shots for Colbert. Damon Colbert, a 6'4 senior. Can cut the lead to four. Harrisburg has made their foul shots so far. It's been a big help. At the line, free throw, back of the rim, no good. Shaquan Anderson Butts, sophomore into the game for the Cougars. Colbert will shoot another. With a right hand. Colbert up and in. Ooh. And out. Offensive rebound. Henry, they battle for the ball on the floor. It's taken by who? It's taken by Chester. It comes out high and taken by Harrisburg. Man, oh man. Whitaker back. Whitaker down low. Ball stolen away by Chester. They got to slow the ball up if you're. They just want to keep push. They would, I think, well, that's the way they're going to play.
Yep.
And it can be very effective.
But only if you win.
Yeah, got to dish the ball. Teamwork. Good job, Yarbrough. Dishes it to Campbell. Man-to-man defense, Harrisburg. Carter, excuse me. Left wing corner to Maurice Henry. I don't know who he was looking for. Throws the ball away.
I think his arm got hit when he went to pass it, and it just
and he
went
was
off.
Looking for, yeah, he was looking for Colbert underneath. And timeout call by Coach Kirk Smallwood in Harrisburg. 5:04 to go. Typical Chester Harrisburg. Boys Hoops. It's 18-12. The Cougars on DelcoHoops.com.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, back to the action here. Mike 8, entertaining, of course. Harrisburg leading 18-12. 5 minutes to go. Quarter number two.
I guess we're not going to expect a 100-point game tonight, huh?
No, every time they play, it's usually in the 50s. And I've seen them play over the years in the nice give and go. Whitaker shot, no. And a foul on Chester. They called out on Maurice Collins. It was a clean block, but Collins got him on the body.
Crowd not really crazy about that call.
Nope. At the line, Harrisburg's Whitaker shooting two. Harrisburg very good at the foul line. Whitaker up, and he missed that one. He'll get another. Of course, Glenn Mills and Anthony Johnson, very familiar with Chester, playing against him the last couple of years. Helped Glenn Mills beat Chester for the first time in 10 years last year. Up again, missed both. Long rebound, Harrisburg. Cougars maintaining control. Johnson between the circles. Johnson to Johnson. This is Nasir. Right wing corner butts. Nasir right at the key. Chester in his own. Looks like a 2-3. Ray, jumper, too strong. Rebound, Collins, Chester. Collins back to Yarbrough. Yarbrough across the timeline. Good give and go. Underneath, lay it up and in by Jamar Soudan. First two of the night, Chester down by four. Trap is on 1-2-2. Trap getting it now. Whitaker's wide open underneath. Lay it up. No, but a foul. Personal on Yarbrough. And Whitaker goes back to the line after missing his last two. Tony James, number two. Quentin Flemister into the game for Harrisburg shortly. At the line, Whitaker again. 4:05 to go, second quarter. Chester trailing. Cougars by four. 18-14. At the line is Whitaker. Up and good. Chris has three in the quarter, nine for the game. 2 years ago here, it was Harrisburg and Chester. Chester winning it 54-50. Last year out at Harrisburg, Chester winning it 59-57. So, Mike, you look for a score similar to the in the 50s, just like the JV game. Two free throws. Elijah Barrett, 6'4 junior, into the game. Whitaker will come out. 20-14, Harrisburg by six. 4:05 to go. Home and home series. Chester with the ball. Stanley Davis. Davis guarded by number five, Butts. Davis out high. Campbell for three. He's due to make some shots. He's got that one.
You called that one.
Kalik, that'll get him going. He has first three of the night. Chester down by three. Flemister back. Almost a five-second call, almost, to Johnson. Anthony out to Flemister. Chester back in their man-to-man defense. 3.5 to go in quarter number two. 20-17 in the article after Harrisburg played Chester last year. Coach Smallwood said he'd love to play Chester-Harrisburg all 22 games.
Mm.
Always a treat. And a push foul on Campbell from behind. Flemister will go to the line shooting 1-1. So Chester again 5-5. A couple of games could have gone either way. Looked very good against Penwood the other night, then didn't look good, but still pulled out the win. So Flemister at the line. Chester, you got a box out here just in case there's a miss. Free throw good. Quentin Flemister. First point of the evening for him. Actually, yeah, it is afternoon.
Yes.
Flemister again. Harrisburg always pretty solid with those free throws. Drains both. Chester down by five. Full court pressure, Harrisburg. So Karan, Khalid Campbell. Now to Stanley Davis on the far side. Loses the ball. Picks it back up. And we have a timeout called by Coach Yarbrough and Chester. We'll take a 30-second break. 3:11 to go. First quarter. It's Harrisburg 22 and Chester High 17. Boys Hoops, DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever waits are racked. Rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
3:11 to go, second quarter. Dave Berman and Mike Mayer from the Clip Joint, Fred Pickett Gymnasium. Chester with the ball down by 5, 22-17. Campbell, right of the key. Campbell dribbles. Right wing corner, three ball, no good. Offensive rebound, Campbell. To Henry, driving to the basket, Stanley Davis, 4-2. I tell you, Chester's got tremendous ball. They got a really nice team.
They do. They've
got to put it together.
Some other very nice teams. So. Whoa.
Offensive foul, a block. Johnson shot blocked by Henry.
I think the foul was before the block took
place. Oh, it's a block foul on Chester. And it's going to be on Davis. Two free throws, Anthony Johnson. 22-19, Chester down by 3 to the Cougars. Johnson 4-for-4 from the foul line. The first, nothing but net. Division I schools all over this young man.
And we can see why.
5-for-5 from the foul line. Johnson again, a beautiful touch. Bailey Green back into the game. Replacing Davis. 19 fouls on Chester, 6 for Harrisburg. Sudan in the backcourt. Sudan is triple team. You saw that coming. But picked up by Harrisburg and a foul on Butts. Butts diving for the ball commits the foul. So Chester, foul shots are going to win this game. It's all about foul shots. Harrisburg's pretty much making theirs. And Khalid Campbell is at the line shooting 2. Check that. 1-1.
1-1.
Got to make free throws. Up, got it, Kalik. 4 points for Campbell. Harrisburg, the Cougars 24, Chester 20, one more. We'll be joined at halftime by Ben Pickup, doing a big documentary on Chester basketball. Free throw, in and out, no good. They battle for the rebound. Harrisburg gets it, Tony James. It's another miss for the Clips. Harrisburg very disciplined. Out high, Flemister, well coached. Kirk Smallwood, year number 23. Spin move into the lane. Up with a left hand. No good. Battle for the rebound. Taken by Elijah Barrett. And he drains it for 2. Back comes Campbell to the basket. Shot. No. Follow. No. Up. Good. Oh, no. Sudan misses a layup, but he's fouled. Now he'll go to the line shooting 2. Sudan's got to work on his strength, too. He's got to start finishing some of these. Personal Tony James of the Cougars. Sudan shooting 2. Chester's missed 5 foul shots already. Sudan with the first. Up. Good. Rattles it home. Sudan with 3. Harrisburg by 5. Sudan again. 2:12 to go. Second quarter. Sudan with the Rondé shimmy. Misses it. And a foul on Chester. Loose ball foul is going to be called on Henry. 6 foul shots missed by Chester so far. Harrisburg has missed 2. First on Henry. Team's 10. 2 shots here for... It's going to be Anderson Butts. Chester down by 5. Shaquan Anderson Butts, a sophomore and a Division I recruit. 2 shots for Butts. Division I football recruit. Harrisburg trying to get their first win here since 92. Up and no good. Third shot, foul shot missed by the Cougars. Jamal Jones back in and Henry takes a seat. Chester needs to box out. Butts trying to make this foul shot. Misses it. Rebound, Sudan. Chester kids can all, just like Harrison, run and jump. 2:06 to go. Second quarter, 5-point lead for the Cougars. Khalid Campbell between the circles. Good defense by Flemister, right at the key, Bailey. Bailey wants to penetrate, gets it out to Sudan. Sudan wisely slows it up, right at the key. Sudan got to keep that head up to Campbell between the circles. Campbell looking. Campbell left of the key to Collins. Top of the key, driving Jones to the basket. Up, no. Follow, Bailey is up. Oh. No good. Ball is taken by Harrisburg. Harrisburg leading by 5. James, pull up. No good. Rebound, Campbell. Campbell for Chester. What a game. Low scoring as you would expect. Now to Sudan. Up, good, and a foul. Sudan, good body control. Personal is going to be on Anthony Johnson of the Cougars. It's on 15.
Got a minute 14 left and a half.
First on Johnson. 1:14 to go. Quarter number 2. So Sudan at the line. Chester, 6 missed foul shots. Got to make every foul shot rest of the way. Or most of. Down by 3. If you're rooting for Chester, you're thinking that. Sudan is up. A little Rondé shimmy. Got it. And Sudan has had a nice quarter with 6. And a reach-in foul called on Colbert.
Mm.
So that'll be 2 shots for Harrisburg. Colbert. 26-24, 2-point lead Cougars. At the line is Christian Ray, 6'4 junior. Last year played for Steel High. Big addition to Harrisburg. Dave Berman live on the radio, live on the World Wide Web with Mike Mayer. Here's the first. It's up. It's good. Christian Ray has 3. 27-24, Cougars. Again. Up and good. Rattles it home. 4-point lead for Harrisburg over Chester. Bailey back across the timeline. Minute to go. Quarter number 2. Campbell drives. Dipsy-doo shot. No good. And rebound Anthony Johnson. Almost a backcourt. I think that's a backcourt. Yeah, it's backcourt there on Flemister. It was a striding that line right there.
Yeah, it's just there's so many graphics on that court for the Clippers logo. He just didn't. I don't think he realized where he was.
47 seconds ago, first half, Sudan out to Campbell. Campbell top of the key, slows it up, near wing Bailey, flips to, and now a jumper, it is no good, too strong, put up by Jones, not the shot you want. Harrisburg comes back, Flemister, near wing, 25 seconds ago, second quarter, Harrisburg with a 4-point lead, hostile territory. And they just weave the ball around, going for the final shot. This is Butts. Up, ooh. Stolen away from behind. Picked up by Jamal Jones. What is he doing? Behind the back. And then Anthony, I don't know, offensive foul on Anthony Johnson. What is Anthony Johnson? If these teams need to play fundamentally sound basketball, and one could... Offensive foul on Johnson, Mike.
They're high school kids. I mean, they're getting all excited and working themselves through, and it's, you know... This is why high school is so exciting.
It is. I guess for the casual fan, it's fun to watch. But these Harrisburg diehard fans and Chester diehard fans are like, what? Anyway, Chester with the ball down. Campbell, 3-quarter court shot. No good. Wow. Halftime. Typical Chester Harrisburg. The Cougars, 28. And the Clippers, 24. Hopefully joined by Ben Pickup here at halftime. Boys basketball, the Cougars by 4 at half. You're listening to boys basketball here at the Clip Joint, Fred Pickett Gymnasium on DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Halftime score, Harrisburg 28 and Chester 24 in boys basketball live on DelcoHoops.com. Special guest is Ben Pickup. And Ben, you're originally from Florida. You live in Wallingford now, right?
Yep.
Where I live, and I'm not going to say where Mike Mayer lives. I don't want to say he lives in Wallingford. But anyway.
I'm dead
now.
You're
doing a doc. A documentary on the legendary Chester Clipper boys basketball program, 8 state championships. It goes way before that.
Yep.
Before they won their first, they were 0-7. Tell us, how'd you get the idea?
Being in Wallingford, there's a ton of people out there. There's a ton of people involved in the Philly scene. There's a ton of people involved in Philly athletics and Chester athletics. And a partner of mine named Ted Gladue was with And1 and Under Armour with the Chester program for about 10 years. I'm a filmmaker. I was in television, HBO in New York, Hershey Entertainment. I was just bouncing around, and now I'm here. We met at a dinner party. We got to talking, and you hash out ideas, you brainstorm things, and he said, oh, have you ever been to Chester? Do you know anything about Chester basketball? I said, I don't know anything except for what I read in the paper, and I can tell you that I've been here for 6 weeks. I've been to a team for about 6 weeks, 100% different. All the way around.
100% different from what? I mean, what?
From my assumptions coming
in. Okay.
I can tell from anyone who doesn't have any experience with Chester, it's a completely different place than what you read about in the newspaper.
Well, if this works out for you, we got an idea for a broadcast group that does high school football for next year if you want to do a documentary on that.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for me to be back in the air after many years away in Central Pennsylvania radio. Ben Pickup, the documentary. What stage are you in now?
We're still in production. We're going to follow the ideas of the first whistle of this season, which is November 16th, the tryouts, to the last whistle of the season. Hopefully it's Saturday, March 19th in Hershey.
Yeah, well, and what happens if it's not?
It's okay, because we're going to do a couple different things. I mean, number one, that's the story, right? Documentary is all about telling the story.
Right.
I don't want to tell a beautiful story that's not true. I want these kids. I want the coaches. I want the community. I want the mothers. I want the sisters, the brothers, the Biddy League kids. We're following the little kids, the 6-year-olds, and I want to hear what their story is, because that's what's valuable. I can try to say all kinds of different things, but to hear them say it is what's really true.
What have you learned in 6 weeks?
I've learned that Chester's an incredible community. I've learned that the things you read in the paper, it's not that it's not true, but it's maybe 25% of the story.
It could happen anyway.
If you get in and they let you in, which they've let me in, Coach Yarbrough, the whole school, Principal McAllister, Ralph Dorsey from the Biddy League, they say, yeah, come in, tell the story. Help us tell the story, because there's so much good here. There's so much incredible energy, so much incredible community, support to the community. I've seen moms in the stands with little pom-poms on their fingers cheering on their kids. Everyone knows the story of Rondé and Ralier's mom. She's famous in these parts, but there's so many moms. There's so many sisters. There's so many men. There's so many coaches who either volunteer or get paid peanuts to come here and help these kids. teach them about teamwork, teach them about perseverance, teach them about all these things, and that's just what we want to show.
So tell me a little about documentary. Obviously, when you normally have a regular story to tell, you script it, storyboard it, and you go out and present it. In this case, what do? You spend a lot of time shooting film, and then you begin to see in your mind how you're going to piece this thing together?
Yeah, the idea is you gain trust, and when you gain trust, you gain access. And once the players start giving you high fives when you walk in the gym, once the coach is like, hey, come on over here, you know, let me tell you about this kid, or once you sit down with an interview and they can really open up, you know, the early parts of documentary are just being here, showing them that, you know, that you're here, that you care, filming games that will probably never make it in. This one probably will, if depending, but right. I know that the Penwood, mention of Penwood, because I couldn't film there because it was an away game, but the mention of that game and how they could overcome, how they could be up against the wall and still win, hang on against a really, really tough crowd. So yeah, just being here, talking to the coaches, doing interviews, being at halftime. If I wasn't here talking to you, I'd be in the locker room filming everything right. that's going right. on. So it's all about how the stories come up.
How about my man Tom doing a dance out there?
It's a community, right? Like yep. The community has all its players, and that's a piece of Chester that I never
no
knew
doubt
existed.
About it.
Cheerleaders.
Oh, incredible. Yep. Incredible, you know, and
they could have their own documentary.
So you're going to produce this and you're going to try to sell it? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, I mean, everyone kind of knows the 30 for 30 model from SportsCenter. Thank you, SportsCenter, for introducing the world of the sports documentary
right.
on a much broader scale. And so, you know, we're looking into pre-sale now. We're looking to partner, whether it's a Philly company, whether it's an L.A. company. You know, we're targeting Jameer and Rondé. We already spoke to them. We're targeting Kobe Bryant because he plays a big part in the story.
Sure.
And to get someone like that involved in the documentary would obviously make it much higher profile.
Right.
And you
Bo
know,
Ryan.
As Bo Ryan, yeah, I talked to Bo Ryan a bunch of times, and he's in to do it. We just got to find the time.
Good. So what do you think is going to be completion?
Completion?
Yeah, obviously you have till March to see what happens.
The idea is to finish in March when they go. You know, if we had to do a couple interviews, if we couldn't get to Bo Ryan or Rondé or Jameer or Kobe came out of the woods, you know, when the Lakers don't make the playoffs and we have to do an interview then we would do that too. But the idea is at least there's two stories. One is the story of the Clippers this year. That's from whistle to whistle. First whistle to last whistle,
right.
ideally. The second story is the old heads. The second story is right. the legacy, the history of Chester basketball, of which I know very little. That's why I depend on people like Dave Berman to email me everything, things that I can't even understand, but there's so much here. The truth is, I could have an interview list of 150 people, and I would never really tell the story. So I'm dependent on people to really help me guide it, help me see it, help me see who the important people are and represent Chester through the ages.
Well, I'm sure you have plenty of volunteers.
Ben, pick up. How can people get in touch with you? Email you?
We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Chester Pride is the name of the documentary.
Okay.
Chester Pride. So look us up. And
you got a story to tell?
We got
a hold of it.
Yeah, for me, man. Let me know.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much. This is great.
What a game. Chester Harrisburg. It's always a war down to the wire. It's been going on for 40 years. 28-24 Harrisburg. Back with more on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community. Big enough to count on, small enough to care. In Wallingford, Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman and Mike Mayer.
Get ready for the third quarter, and it is Harrisburg by 4 over Chester. The junior varsity game went down to the wire. Chester winning it 53-52. Tremendous talent, Mike. You saw about half of that JV game. Both great talent on both teams, including the big number 33 for Harrisburg, Tyre Butler, 6'5 sophomore with the nickname of Meat Hook. All right, here we go. Third quarter underway. Chester, this is the varsity game. They have the ball. Campbell, Chester moving left to right. We'll see what kind of adjustments both teams did at halftime. Henry in the lane, turnaround shot, no good. A rebound by Quentin Flemister. Flemister ahead of the pack to Johnson, fouled from behind by Henry. And the Chester coaching staff letting a couple of their players have it. Hey, it's, I wouldn't say it's life or death, Mike, but it's big.
Well, it's always big, but it's always got to be kept in perspective. But while you're playing it, there is no perspective.
Ooh. Free throw no good by Johnson.
Is that the first one he missed?
Yeah, last foul by Henry. Did not get back on defense. And he will get another. Anthony Johnson, Harrisburg High. Missed both. Rebound Sudan to Campbell. Campbell back. Out there for Chester, Davis, Campbell, Sudan, Henry, and Collins. Dish off. Layup is good by Henry. Nice play by Kalik. Mo Henry with four. Chester down by two. 1-2-2 trap. Flemister across the timeline. Pass taken out high, almost stolen away. Back to the basket now comes Johnson. Floater, no, but a foul. Two free throws coming for Johnson, and Henry with yet another foul. Oh, they call that on Sudan. My bad. So at the line, he misses last two. Johnson again around the rim and in. Anthony has 11 points. Here we go. Johnson again up and good. 6 out of 8 from the foul line for Johnson. 4-point lead Harrisburg. Stanley Davis comes back. Razzle dazzle. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a foul? Well, it's going to be a foul on Harrisburg. I'm surprised that somebody calls both ways here, Mike.
Well, I think they're trying to keep this thing under control because I think this is getting out of control real quick.
Collins to inbound. Campbell, three ball, left wing corner, no good. Battle, offensive rebound. Campbell up, and good and a foul. Let's check that. Maurice Collins over Johnson for two. Let's see who that foul is on. Shaquan Anderson Butts, number two. 6:54 to go, third quarter. Collins, Delaware State. That's where he's going to college. Free throw up and good. Three Chester kids are going here. Mahir Johnson, who you saw a couple of years ago for the Clips, and also Maurice Henry, the 6'8 boy for
it. This is as close as Chester's gotten all night, all day.
Yep. Full court pressure. Somebody should be wide open, but they throw the ball away. Harrisburg had a young man, Christian Ray, wide open underneath, and it went off his hands out of bounds. Stanley Davis in the backcourt. Davis across the timeline. Davis looks to go to the basket. Floater, no, but a foul. Just would not fall. Personal is going to be on who? Five again, Butts. That's Chris. Hey, that's number three on Anderson Butts. And at the line, shooting two, Stanley Davis, who's a senior. And Stanley getting some Division I looks also. Free throw no good. Stanley's got to work on his free throw form. Actually, I think the form's okay, but the shot's got to – can't be missing foul shots here. Both teams know it. You make the foul shot, you're going to win this game. Davis can tie it. In and out. Offensive rebound up and two for Maurice Henry, who's come up big here in quarter number three. Chester by one, 31-30. Back comes Whitaker, cross-court pass. Almost stolen away. Harrisburg gets it back. Johnson out to Flemister, and he throws it away on the far side. And what a catch in the out-of-bounds by Tom.
I thought it was a hand grenade the way he fell on that.
He's got – Tom's got the best hands out there. There you go.
That's two throwaways in a row for Harrisburg. It's not good.
31-30, Chester. Kalik comes back across the timeline. And what are they going to call a palming vial? Yep. Rare palming violation. You don't see that very much, especially in games between Chester and Harrisburg. Back to the Cougars. Cougars trail Chester by one. 31-30. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, Flemister across the timeline. Guarded by Campbell. Left of the key, Johnson. He has 3-point range. Looks to drive. Oh. Ball taken away. Goes up. No, but a foul on Henry. And that'll be number three on Mo. Two free throws coming for Anthony Johnson. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Johnson shooting two. 6 minutes to go. Free throw up and nothing but net for Johnson. Johnson has 13 in the game. He's made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 11 from the foul line for Big Anthony Johnson. We're tied at 31. Harrisburg made it to the state quarters last year, lost to Martin Luther King. Free throw again up and around the rim, and he is so good. Like Sam Jones of the Celtics said back in the day, just aim for the front of the rim, try to get it right over the lip on your foul shots. Harrisburg 32. Chester 31. Stanley Davis looks to drive off the glass. No good. Tap is good by Colbert, I believe. DeMond Colbert just checking into the game. 33-32. Now Whitaker drives, spins to the basket, misses the shot. Rebound on the floor. Who wants it? It's Harrisburg. Up, no. Got to get a rebound. Nope. Harrisburg just working the boards. Shaquan Anderson Butts, the strength and size of a football guy. And Chester now down by one, 34-33, back and forth against Harrisburg. This is Jones, looks to drive, shot is offensive foul.
Yep.
Called on Jones, a little bit too much one and one there. And it's a good block in there by Flemister.
Yeah, Flemister was absolutely solid. He stayed still. He was there for a good 3 seconds before he got hit.
He is fearless. So Colbert, the foul. Harrisburg back, 1 point lead. Down low for Johnson. Spins, turns, fires, in and out. Rebound. Chester on the near side. Harrisburg just crashing the board. Mike, it's an instant replay. It's been going on for 40 years watching these guys play.
Whoa.
Down low, layup, Sudan. With a right hand is good. 8 points for Sudan. Chester by one, 35-34. Johnson out high, left side, Butts. Down low, Tony James off the glass, goaltending. Bucket is good. Tony James. This is worth your admission price.
Oh, yeah. Hope our people listening are having as good time as we are. It's a great game.
36-35. The Cougars lead Chester by one. Backcourt pressure. Flemister against Campbell. Kalik across midcourt, left to right. Man-to-man defense, both teams. Kalik looks to penetrate. Dish underneath. Fake. Sudan. Layup is good by Sudan. And a timeout called by Chester. 10 for Sudan. You play as a team. You look for the open man. You got to believe. And Chester's up by one. 4:11 to go here in quarter number three. We'll take a 30-second break on DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
All right, welcome back. 4:11 to go. Quarter number three, 37-36. In favor of Chester over Harrisburg boys basketball at its best. Clippers lead the all-time series 22-14. Harrisburg trying to beat Chester for the first time in 9 years. They get it inbound, the Cougars. Tony James at wide open is Whitaker looking for the alley-oop. Knocked away by Johnson. Johnson from behind and a foul and a frustration foul on Johnson. And that is just not what you want to do if you're Harrisburg. Again, Mike, it goes back to, I'm really surprised, but they thought they've been able to get away with that Harrisburg, apparently, in their league up there with the alley-oops. So foul on, that's number three on the big fella. Full court pressure, Chester, Davis in the backcourt. Davis has to get it to the right side. Chester by one with the ball, 3:58 to go, third quarter. Stanley Davis right to the key. Now we slow it up a little bit. Davis, they want to try to take it inside. And there's a pass underneath Sudan. Oh. Shot blocked from behind. Sudan got to take it strong. And back comes Flemister across the timeline. Almost a steal by Chester. Flemister right wing. Gets it to Shaquan Anderson Butts. Anderson Butts. The Whitaker between the circles. Flipping it off between the circles now to Flemister. Chester by one. Behind the back dribble. Somebody's open. It's Butts. for three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor, Harrisburg. Good. And a foul by Tony James, who just outworked the Chester player underneath. Just the will right there, Mike. Good and a foul.
Now, Harrisburg hasn't shown any particular strength for three-point shots, and I would not be starting them now if I were Harrisburg. They've been driving the basket pretty effectively. That's what I would continue to do.
Jamal Jones ready to check back into the game for Chester. Now Harrisburg by 1 point with 3:21 to go in quarter number three. One shot. All right, free throw is good. Basket is good. James' foul shot is good. Tony James has five. Full court pressure again. Back and forth we go. Back and forth. Across, that's three on one. Got to look for the bounce pass. It goes to Sudan. Back to Henry. Layup is good.
Boy, that
back
was almost picture perfect.
Yes, Marquise Collins with the layup. Frantic pace. Tied at 39. 3 minutes to go. Quarter number three, Chester Harrisburg. Flemister between the circles. Right of the key. Anthony Johnson between the circles. Butts. Left side, Tony James. Left wing corner, Flemister. Down low. For Johnson, spins, fires, good, Anthony Johnson. What a game he's had. Kalik to the basket, layup, no. Follow again, no. Battle, Collins, layup, yes. Collins ties the game, unbelievable game. 2.5 to go, third quarter, 41-41. Chester and Harrisburg, back comes Flemister, right to left. Back into the game shortly, Christian Ray for the Cougars. Man-to-man defense, the will to win. Who will pull it out this time? Harrisburg and Chester. Whitaker travels. Penetrating from the right side. Ray comes in for the Cougars. Out of the game comes Whitaker. Now, Harrisburg did play last night. So I don't know if they're getting a little winded here.
Yep.
Chester had a day off after that war against Penwood. We'll see how it goes. The last 2:18. Thank goodness Harrisburg has depth. Obviously, Chester with a lot of depth. Can play 15 kids, Coach Arbright. Here's Kalik to the basket. Lays it up and in. Campbell has six. Chester by two. 43-41. Back comes Flemister. Chester in his own. Telling him to back up. Butts. Flemister. Johnson. He is missing the shot. Rebound Sudan. Sudan gets the ball up. Chester with numbers. Collins, Stanley Davis with the jam and a timeout called by Kirk Smallwood and Harrisburg. Oh boy. 1:34 to go. Let's take a break. 30 seconds to go. We're in the third quarter. Chester 45, Harrisburg 41. DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Chester again, their record 5-5 against very tough competition. Harrisburg 9-0 in the very tough most of their games in the mid-pen. It's a four-point lead for Chester here with 1.5 to go in quarter number three. And it looks like it's going to be a higher scoring game than I thought, Mike. And a lot of just...
Not by much, though. I mean, if they get into 60s, I'll be... But I don't think they're got much past that, the way they're running up and down. A lot of defense on the boards, boy. A lot of wars going on in there.
What Chester's trying to do is get that fourth foul on Anthony Johnson, the big boy. Back comes Harrisburg. Chester's still in a zone. 45-41 in favor of the Clippers. Between the circles, Butts to Christian Ray. And Ray loses the ball underneath. Actually, Tony James lost it. Collins comes back. Collins between the circles. That's the guy, if you're Chester, you want to get the ball to. One of my buddy David Archer's, head coach of Harrisburg. Hack, Kalik Campbell. 1 minute to go. Third quarter. Sudan drives. Layup good. Jamar's had a tremendous game. It was 12 points, Chester by 6. 50 seconds ago, third quarter. The clip joint is rocking. I wish these teams could play more than once a year. 2 hours apart. Harrisburg and Chester, 10 state titles between them. Left wing corner. And a kick violation called on who? Or a foul? Foul on
3-4.
Jones. Second team, sixth. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Out of the game comes Butts. Left wing corner, three ball by Ray, is up, back of the rim, no good. Rebound is taken by Sudan. Keeps his pivot foot. Now Chester has numbers again. It's a 4-on-2. Davis looks to drive to the basket. Layup, Stanley. Just make the layup. Just make the layup. Lay it in. He tries to dunk it. He misses it. Whitaker back, no, but a foul. I don't care who you're rooting for, Harrisburg or Chester. You have a kid going in there. You're getting up. Just lay it in the basket. 6-point lead for Chester as they take advantage of that mistake by the Clippers. 18.8 seconds ago in the third quarter. At the line, Whitaker, who's a warrior. He's only a junior, Mike. 6'3". He'll get two shots.
A lot of juniors on the Harrisburg team.
Yes. And hopefully their football team will do better than this passing. Produced at least 6 or 7 NFL guys. At the line, Whitaker shooting 2. Up and good for Chris. He has the 11. Butts and the other Johnson, Nasir Johnson, into the game for Harrisburg. 18.8 seconds to go, third quarter, Chester by 5. Whitaker again, up and good. Making those foul shots, keeping Harrisburg right there. Now Chester will go for the final shot. Go for the final shot here. Across the timeline with 11 seconds to go. He looks to penetrate, looking for Jones underneath. Ball stolen away by Harrisburg. They have time to cut into the lead further. Whitaker drives, layup is no good, and that's it. Whitaker, you got to finish that shot, too, if you're a Harrisburg fan.
A lot of not finishing the shots, that's for sure.
Chester, 47, Harrisburg, 43, after three quarters, rip-roaring fourth quarter on the way on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Well, it feels like a state championship game.
Yeah, well, it feels good. I mean, you know.
We've had a lot of games like that.
Well, you know, we've been fortunate enough to see some good games, but it's the nature of basketball, I think, is if you don't have a blowout, these kids start fighting and they start seeing it. And in this particular case, you got a lot on the line. You got a 5-5 Chester team, which needs this win, and you've got Harrisburg, which hasn't lost yet, and they sure as heck don't want to do it here.
But Chester's still undefeated in the league.
Right.
And they have a very good chance of running, a good chance of running the table. I mean, Academy Park, you got a right. Penwood again, you got Chichester, who's good this year.
But they all smell blood in the water this year.
Yeah. So Harrisburg has the ball to begin quarter number 4. Chester leading by 4, 47-43. Three ball is up and good by Whitaker. They gave him the three ball and he made it. Whitaker now has a total of 15. Johnson for Harrisburg has 16. Clippers by 1, 47-46 with the ball. Fourth quarter. A Rod Carter into the game, a junior guard for the Clips. Jumper left side is good. A three ball by Maurice Collins, who's playing more relaxed today. Got that college decision out of the way, going to Delaware State. Chester by 4. 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Maybe we'll go overtime. Who knows? Driving left side, Butts has to slow it up between the circles. Johnson. Johnson, left side, butts. Looks to penetrate. Layup, no good. Rebound, Collins. Collins in the backcourt to Campbell. Chester flying back across the timeline. Right side to Sudan. Loses the ball. Picks it back up to Campbell. Campbell out high to Collins. Collins looks to drive. Floater, good. Marquise Collins putting on a show here. Really helps to get that college decision out of the way, too. He just did it last night. I think it was last night. Or after the Penwood game. Chester by six, 52-46. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Harrisburg, butts, left wing corner. Down low for Johnson. Wide open. Thought about the three. Ray in trouble. Nasir Johnson, long three ball. Back of the rim. No good. Offensive. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, they're going to call a
three on a push.
Yeah, it's going to be a loose ball foul on Harrisburg. Chris Whitaker, number three on him. 6:14 to go.
That was pretty blatant, even for my old eyes.
Yeah. Fourth quarter. Full court pressure, Harrisburg. Sudan gets it in to Collins. Collins back across the timeline. Slows it up for Carter to Campbell. Kalik Campbell. Way out high. They're going to try to take it to the rack. He lays it up and in. What a move by Kalik.
Ooh, that was pretty.
8-point lead for Chester. Flemister ready to check back into the game. Whitaker. Thomas right at the key. It says Johnson. Gets it now to Ray. Ray, left wing corner. Butts, long. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Chester. Collins. Collins across the timeline. Somebody should be wide open. It's underneath to Sudan. He flips. He misses the shot, but he's fouled. Two shots for Jamar Sudan. It's going to be on Whitaker, and that's, I believe, his fourth. Ouch.
Yep, fourth.
5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Chester by eight. They can increase the lead to 10. Former Clipper great Rondae Hollis-Jefferson struggled with his foul shot. Started doing the shimmy. Started to make it. Now Sudan's doing the shimmy. You see how he shakes the hips. There it is. Up. Good. Rondae's teaching young Bucks. Or young Bulls. So Flemister back in. So there's a young man for Academy Park do the shimmy the other night.
Mike. Yes, I remember.
Simmons, the Simmons kid. We'll see them on Tuesday at Penwood. What a game that's going to be Tuesday. Makes both, does Sudan, only a junior. Chester by 10, 56-46. Whitaker underneath, loses the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Chester. Coach Yarbrough in year number eight, 175-43. Kirk Smallwood, 23 years, 5'30", 119. Right wing corner, Flemister, long three, no good. Rebound is taken. It's going to be a tie-up.
Yep.
Possession arrow is going to be with Chester. Tony James back into the game. And Whitaker will come out. He has four fouls. If you're Harrisburg here now, you know, you got to.
Yeah, there's a lot of time left, 5 minutes. You got to.
Yeah. Carter back. Can't give Chester too big of a lead. Carter out high. Man-to-man defense. He's right at the key. Rod looks to penetrate. Floater off the glass. No good. Rebound Anthony Johnson. Back comes Harrisburg. Shaquan Anderson butts. Good at a foul. Shaquan Anderson butts for two and he's fouled. If you're a Rod Carter last play, just don't force anything. Unbelievable. Back into the game is Stanley Davis, and Carter will come out. So Harrisburg, Mike, can cut it to 7.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of time left. This game's wide open.
Exactly 5 minutes to go. Butts up and good. Timeout, Kirk Smallwood and Harrisburg. 5 minutes to go in quarter number four. And it's Chester 56, Harrisburg 49 in a war. We're going to pause for 30 seconds. Boys basketball, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, DelcoHoops.com.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule a tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Harrisburg was down by as many as 10 moments ago. Three-point play down by 7. 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. Chester 56, Cougars 49. And, Mike, usually Harrisburg, like in the junior varsity game, the Chester JV were down. They were down by 10.
Yep.
Well, Harrisburg came back and won that game.
Took a nice lead and led throughout the entire game until, I guess, midway through the third quarter when Chester finally took the lead. And now Chester expanded a little bit, but now they're back down to 7-point lead. So we'll see what happens. But it's anybody's game here, particularly with a couple of 3 points.
Khalid Campbell across the timeline to Davis. Davis down low for Henry. Big mismatch in there. Henry with the floater. No good. Battle for the rebound taken by Harrisburg. Flemister back. He is a pocket rocket, but he loses the ball. Picked up by Campbell. Campbell in the backcourt. And he throws the ball away. And back comes Stanley Davis. And back comes Khalid. And it's run and gun. Chester back with the ball. Campbell looking. Pass underneath. Wide open is Henry. Shot, no, by Henry. Unbelievable. Could not finish the shot. Back comes Harrisburg. Only down by 7. Three ball is up and good. There it is. There it is. Christian Ray. Chester could have been up by 9. Now down by 4. 56-52. Unbelievable. Harrisburg, Chester, baby. Cross the timeline. Campbell. Campbell is fouled. Push foul is going to be on Butts. Shaquan Anderson, Butts. So foul shots. So foul shots pretty much from here on in with 4-1 to go will decide the game. 1-1. But we've seen both teams miss easy shots here tonight. 56-52 Chester.
Well, as you pointed out, some of them should have been just simple layups. They were going for slams. But, you know, exuberance of youth.
Khalid Campbell at the line shooting 1-1. 17 fouls on Harrisburg. Here's the front end by Khalik. It's up and it's no good. Rebound Maurice Collins. Out high to Campbell. Chester with 3:57 to go. It always goes down to the wire.
It's where we like them.
Yes. Campbell left of the key. Campbell looks to drive. Wide open. Jones. Or excuse me. Colbert.
Double dribble.
An unforced error. And here comes Harrisburg again. Wow.
Well, you know, excitement of the moment. It's tough to keep your head in the game.
Harrisburg back 2 threes have gotten them back close, 56-52. Whitaker thought about the three, held up, driving baseline. Shot up, no. Tap out high. Taken by Tony James. Short shot, no good. Rebound foul is going to be called on Chester. That's a definite push-off. Just got to box out. So definite a foul on Chester. Third personal. It'll be 1-1, right? So Harrisburg can cut the lead to 2. Team foul number should be. So Johnson at the line shooting 2. A 1-1 makes the first. Chester's had a bunch of big leads this year. Here at Sanford at home, let it get away. Penwood, they ended up winning the game the other night, up by 16 in the second half. Let's see if they can hang on to win this one.
Ooh.
Free throw good by Johnson. Chester by 2, 56-54. Harrisburg on an 8-0 run to Campbell. Campbell across the timeline. Campbell, left side. Sudan, short shot, no good. Sudan follows, reverse, no good. Rebound taken by Anthony Johnson, and Harrisburg can take the lead with a three ball. It's Butts for three. It's up. It's no good. Rebound, Ray. Push off. Yeah, it's going to be a push off. I saw that one, too. But Chester will get. Here we go. 1-1. As I said, foul shots are going to win the game. 1-1. 1-1. 18 fouls on Harrisburg and 9 on Chester. Clippers haven't scored in a while. Whitaker back into the game. Butts will come out. Chester 56, Harrisburg 54, 2:54 to go. Plenty of time, as Mike said earlier, when Chester had that 10-point lead. And it's up to free throw shooting. Khalid Campbell, the front end, is good.
Ooh, nothing but net on that.
Harrisburg by far the better foul shooting team. But Chester a big one right here. Campbell can give Chester a 4-point lead. Up. Good.
Ooh.
And back into the game, Jamal Jones for the Clippers. Coming out. Actually, it's going to be a timeout. 2:54 to go. And we will take a 30-second break here from the Clippers. 58-54, Chester by 4 over Harrisburg, DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
2:54 to go in the fourth quarter. I say that regulation time because you're possible overtime. Chester right now has the advantage, 58-54 over Harrisburg. 2:54, as I said, in the fourth quarter. Harrisburg has the ball. The first game ever in this gym, the Fred Pickett Gym Clip Joint, was 1974-75 season. Harrisburg was here. Harrisburg was here. And the young lady, were you here for that game? Oh, my gosh. Peach, were you here for that game? 1975. All right, here we go. Harrisburg back down by 4. Left wing corner is Whitaker, Flemister, James moving the ball well. And almost a steal. Flemister thought about the 3, and now the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Harrisburg. 2:42 to go in quarter number 4. Dave Berman and Mike Mayer. We're going to be in Penwood Academy Park at the Shoebox on Tuesday on DelcoHoops.com. Flemister to inbound. Flemister getting it out. Long, long, long 3. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound is taken by Jones. To Chester with the ball. 4-point lead. 2.5 to go. Khalid Campbell brings it across the timeline. Dribbles left. Dribbles right. Looks to drive to the basket, brings it out high now. Reminds me of Caron Burton back in the day. Looks to get it out right wing corner. And Chester's going to try to just keep that clock going. Collins brings it, give it to Khalid. Khalid just got to look to penetrate. And he's, I thought he was fouled. Layup is no good. And the rebound taken by the Cougars of Harrisburg. It's Whitaker trying to take it all the way. Floater off the glass. No offensive rebound. Whoa. Johnson fouled. And he'll get 2 shots with 1:53 to go.
He's not the one I would choose to foul, quite frankly, if I was going to foul somebody in Harrisburg.
No, Johnson at the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He's 12 out of 15 from the foul line. So he'll get 2 shots, Anthony Johnson. He can cut the Chester lead to 2. Up and good again. Nice to have your big man shooting fouls like that.
Yeah, he would be somebody I would, you know, if I was Coach Yarbrough, I'd say, look, foul anybody you want but 15.
Got a box out. You never know, he might miss. He makes it again. The Cougars are only down by 2, 58-56. 1:50 to go. Stanley Davis, back to Burton. Burton across the timeline, down low, to the back, getting it out now. Collins. We're going to try to make Chester. Chester is going to try to make Harrisburg foul. Harrisburg fans standing defense. Harrisburg undefeated this year, 9-0. They have found ways to win, especially the game against Berks Catholic. Burton, Khalid between the circles. Out high, Khalid, 1:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Pass right side, Davis. Davis to Burton. To Khalid Campbell. I can't believe how many times I called him Karan Burton. Khalid Campbell with the ball. You don't want to penetrate here. You want to keep the ball out. And he drives, and you just do not want to shoot the ball. Chester with 55 seconds to go, leading by two. And there's a foul on Burton by Flemister. So that's team foul number, let's see, third, ninth. So 1-1 again. Free throws will decide the game. So 52.6 seconds to go. Campbell at the line, 1-1. Harrisburg was down to Berks Catholic, a AAA team, by six. With 20 seconds to go, came back to win a couple of weeks ago, Mike.
Well, you know.
Got to make foul shots.
You got to manage it.
Ooh, he misses it. Rebound, out of bounds. It'll go to Harrisburg. Mm. So the Cougars have a chance to tie this baby up.
Or go ahead with a three-pointer.
Yeah. Timeout, Kirk Smallwood. We will keep it right here. Okay. Or you want to take a break or not?
No, either way. You got something to talk about? I mean, it's kind of been a good game. We could talk about that.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable
game. It's been exactly what we expected when we – this is an extra game for us this week. We already did a game. So, well, we saw this on the schedule and thought, oh, we got to be here for that. Even though the records of the two teams are you know, very different, you know, we knew Chester had to start making some moves. So, if they're going to start doing some things, you know, they're going to have to do them against Harrisburg. And so, this game has been everything we dreamt it to be.
So, again, foul shots, the key. No-brainer. And Harrisburg will have the ball. 51 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Chester by two. Inbounding the ball, Shaquan Anderson Butts. I would imagine they're going to try to go into Anthony Johnson, the big fella. And back comes Flemister. Chester in a zone. 2-1-2. Harrisburg has some good three-point. Getting it out now. Somebody should be wide. Down low for Johnson. Up, no good. Rebounds Jones. Jones in the backcourt, and he is fouled. So Jamal Jones, 6'4 senior, at the line, 33 seconds to go. All he's got to do is make two foul shots.
No pressure.
Number five on Butts, he's out. .1 seconds to go. Foul shots. Jamal Jones. He'll get two. So it takes the pressure off a little bit. All right. So Chester here. Make foul shots. You win the game. Jones. The front end is up. Good. Unique form by Jones. But he makes it. The 6'4 senior. Jones will get another. Jones up. Misses it. Rebound Harrisburg. They can tie it with a three. Driving baseline. Pull-up jumper is good by Whitaker. 1-point lead. Just like last year's game out at Harrisburg. Just like it. So jumper by Whitaker. We will keep it here. 25 seconds to go in the fourth. Chester with a ball and a 1-point lead. And Chester's missed a lot of foul shots here in crunch time. And Harrisburg made theirs.
Now, you got 25 seconds. So how much time do you let the ball, if you're Harrisburg, you let the ball go before you
foul? I'd foul Chester right away.
Okay.
I'd foul him right away.
Yep. Okay, we'll see what happens.
Extend the game. Make Chester make foul shots.
Yeah, and who do you want to foul?
Well, you want to get the ball to probably your Khalid Campbell.
Yep.
Would be the guy. I would imagine, Mike. So Harrisburg trying to win their first game here since Robert Tate made the game-winning shot at the buzzer, 92.
But you know what? I would bet if you polled these kids to a man, no. We want to hold our 9-0 record. What happened, you know, 20 years ago? I don't care.
24 years.
But we're 9-0. We want to be 10-0 when we get out of here.
And Harrisburg already has a big win against a very, very tough mid-Penn Commonwealth, and also a big win against Martin Luther King. So Harrisburg, 25 seconds ago, Whitaker with a huge jumper. He has 17 in the game. He's only a junior. Full court pressure. And you probably want to get the ball into Kalik. And they get it in the sedan. Back to Stanley Davis. Davis is fouled in the backcourt. All right. Stanley's a senior. 21 seconds ago. Senior leadership. He wants the ball. And he'll go to the line shooting two. 21.6 seconds to go. The free throw is one of the easiest shots to make. He gets two. Stanley wants that ball, baby. He's a gamer. And he misses the foul shot. Stanley will get another. Harrisburg will have a chance to tie and or take the lead. Davis again. It's up. He misses it. And Harrisburg can win the game. 19 seconds to go. They'll probably look inside for the big man, Johnson. Harrisburg was down by 10 in this quarter. Driving left side, floater by Whitaker. No good, long rebound. That's going to be thrown up. What happened there? 4 seconds to go. Whitaker missed the shot, long rebound with 4 seconds to go. Timeout, Larry Yarbrough. Good defense by Chester there.
I think Flemister thought he was down to less time than what he did because he just threw that ball.
They could have called a travel at Harrisburg also. Could have called one, but nonetheless.
It wouldn't make a difference because obviously Chester gets the ball anyway.
But. All right, so Chester gets the ball. They're going to get it inbounds. Foul. And then you make your foul shots, win the game.
Well, or you don't, and then there's only a second or two left for Harrisburg to come all the way down the court and make their shot.
We're going
to
keep it right here this time.
Okay. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I hate to even say this, but last time there were some power surges in the building and we went to a commercial break and the whole computer seized. It was against Stanford, right?
Sanford, Delaware, yeah.
And, you know, our listeners said, what happened to the game? And we couldn't get back on the air. So we're just going to – our sponsors will understand. We're going to stay here and make sure that we broadcast the last 4 seconds of the game.
All right, Chester will have the ball. They have to get the ball in bounds. There's going to be a quick foul. They lead it 59-58 over Harrisburg. And what'd I say? I was surprised. Remember, it was in the 40s, and you said, wow.
I said it would be in the high 50s or
high
low
50s,
60s,
right.
Yeah. Unless suddenly everybody starts dropping baskets in, that's what it looked like it was going
to
be.
Right, what Harrisburg wants is a quick steal and a layup to win the game.
Well, so, okay, yeah, that's true.
Your chest, you got to come to the ball. 4 seconds ago, Stanley Davis inbounds to Collins, and he is fouled.
Okay.
3.2 seconds. Now, Collins, he's a good foul shooter. He just signed with Delaware State. He's got everything. He has played so loose tonight. 3.2 seconds to go. What a game. Chester Harrisburg. So Collins at the line. Harrisburg, as you know, Mike, with that speed, still has a chance, even if he makes both, to come back and get a good look for three.
It would be a heck of a finish.
The Chester's missed, I think, their last five foul shot attempts.
No
good by
six.
Collins. Harrisburg, no matter what's going to happen, they're going to get a look here. They're going to get a look here, maybe win the game. They won it at the buzzer in 92. Collins again, good. So getting the ball in. Three-quarters court, no good. Ball game is over after Collins made that second one. And Chester pulls it out, 60-58. Chester improves to 6-5. Harrisburg, their first loss of the year. Unbelievable game. 60-58, Chester. Big foul shot made there by Collins. And we'll be back with the final scoring totals and the post-game show. Lots to talk about before we get out of here. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, 60-58, Chester by 2 over the Cougars on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mill Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Chester continues their streak against Harrisburg, beating the Cougars this afternoon at the Fred Pickett Gym Clip Joint. Tom, Chester mascot, shaking our hands. Chester 60 and Harrisburg 58. Like all games, you can just carbon copies of each other. 10 points for Chester's Khalid Campbell. 2 points for Jamai Bailey. 18 for Marquise Collins, a sign with Delaware State. 14 for Jamar Sudan. Great game by the junior. 5 for Damon Colbert. 6 for Maurice Henry. We have 3 points here for Jamal Jones. Total of 60. Harrisburg, a total of 58. 17 for 6'3 junior Chris Whitaker. 4 for Christian Ray, the 6'4 junior. 8 points for Shaquan Anderson Butts. He's only a sophomore. 20 points for Anthony Johnson, 6'8 senior. At the foul line, I have Johnson for 15 out of 18. And that really kept Harrisburg right there.
Absolutely.
2 points for Quentin Flemister. 5 points for Tony James. Again, the final score, Chester 60 and Harrisburg 58. Chester now leads the all-time series, 23-12, and
I think
hopefully,
I was going to say, more importantly, I think Chester walks away 6-5.
Yes.
And Harrisburg walks away 9-1.
And power points for Chester. They want to get a decent seed in the district one tournament. Remember, they got to play still a tough Del Valle schedule. Then they got to go to Erie for two games and up to the Allentown area. So, again, just a, Mike, it was a pleasure doing this game here again.
No, we're going to do another one on Tuesday.
Yeah,
so.
The first time the Chester, we've announced the game this year, Chester's won. They were 0-2.
That's right. Unfortunately, they didn't blame us.
So, oh, man, what a game at the Shoebox, Penwood.
Should be a good one.
Yeah, Academy Park, Penwood. And that'll be, I'm not sure the start time, 7 or
7:30?
7:30. It'll be 7:30.
Everything can confirm 7:30. I'll try to get a hold of you.
Congratulations, again, both teams had an unbelievable game, Mike.
Well worth watching and well worth listening to, and I'm sure, depending on what the listenership was tonight, there's going to be a lot of people listening on the archive.
Yeah, no question.
When they see that score.
All right, we're going to wrap it up again. The final score, the Chester Clippers, 60, and Harrisburg, 58. Chester High, 6-5. Harrisburg falls to 9-1. Hopefully they'll meet again in the state tournament. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.